even over here next to her is the very first black man millionaire in the United States. And he did so just before the Civil War. And of course, the ministries there from William Seymour and Dr. King Jr. And if anybody knows here, Miss Harriet Tubman was the Moses of the Underground Railroad of bringing many, many slaves to freedom. And we'll talk about Miss Annie, which the lady down at the bottom is the very first female millionaire in the black female millionaire in the United States. And coming at this time with presentation for Black History Month is Minister April Liddell. Would you make her welcome here at Eagle Heights Worship Center?
God bless everybody. God bless you, Apostle and Prophetess. Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to stand before God's people and present them by Black History. We honor them and thank them for the opportunity for celebrating Black History Month this month. Awesome. Well, today I have a privilege and honor of presenting the life story and history of Dr. Elbert Eddie Giles. Could you put that up for me? And there'll be some pictures up there for him. He's an African-American man who was very influential in my generation and as well as generations before him and before me and after me. Eddie Giles was born in March 17, 1938 in Louisiana. While being raised by his grandmother on an 80-acre farm, he found a love for music and became fascinated with Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley style music of singing and playing the guitar. Eddie Giles then discovered that he could sell garden seeds to obtain what he desired, which was this guitar. He then began to teach himself to play and started out playing in schools and local talent shows. Mr. Giles would later join a local gospel group, the Mount Olive Hummingbees, and play the guitar for various bands on Sunday morning radio show, KOKA. Then in 1962, he traded in his guitar for the bass and joined a gospel group called the Pilgrim Jubilee. However, Giles' claim to fame, it later came when he decided to start another group of his own called Eddie Giles and the Jive Five, which you can see a picture up there. Yes, they started, they shared the stage with artists such as Ike and Tina Turner, and in later years, his career, he had Jimi Hendrix open up for him on at a concert in Chicago, so he shared the stage with many high celebrity artists as well. During the 60s, Mr. Giles was internationally known for his music recorded in the secular market. His compositions were chronicled in the Smithsonian Institute and have been performed at musical festivals in the UK and re-recorded by international bands in Japan and Australia. His recording of The Losing Boy was recorded in Tyler, Texas in 1962 and was a major hit on the Billboard charts. His music is said to be vintage and still available on music markets throughout the world. Now, when I spoke with, this is crazy because Pastor asked me to do Black History Month, and so it was on my heart to do this particular person, and so I found her number, called my mom, asked for the number of the wife of this person, not knowing that after I spoke with her that yesterday, when I spoke with her, marked the day that he had passed away. So it was like God did something right in sync, and my conversation with her was right on time. And so he probably used that to encourage her heart today, and we get to honor this man of God who turned his life around. So we're going to continue. So when speaking with his wife, Pastor Brenda Giles, she informed me of the racial barriers that he often had to face and overcome. While traveling to perform his music, laws had been passed for civil rights of African Americans, yet he still witnessed like bridge and cross burnings designed to keep segregation alive. However, he was able to overcome these racial barriers through music. His music, along with other well-known artists, brought unity among blacks and whites. Whites seemed to have an appreciation for Mr. Giles' music, and it helped to lead to integration in the schools located in Shreveport, Louisiana. My hometown. So these schools began to call upon him to play his guitar at their proms, and they considered these schools, they were considered all white or predominantly white, began to be integrated because the unity that came through the love of music. So we thank God for that. Dr. Giles was the first African-American to serve on the Board of Business of Music. Mr. Giles accepted Christ as his Savior at an early age at the Bethel Baptist Church, where he was baptized. Now, although at one point he turned his life and was traveling and playing secular music, it was noted by his other band members and his wife that he always made it a point to, no matter what country he was in, no matter what city he was in, he was going to rise up Sunday morning, put on his suit, and make his way and find a church somewhere to attend. So we thank God for that. But so when he left the secular music and began to go back to his roots of gospel and go back to his roots in the church, he became rooted and grounded in God and ministry for forever. And his ministry life outweighed the secular. So he joined Lakeside Baptist Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. He served as a choir president, a guitarist, a deacon, and was licensed ordained in ministry by the Reverend Amos Terrell. And having received his mandate from God, he answered the ministerial call in 1989 and was licensed by Chula Amos Terrell at the Lakeside Missionary Baptist Church. He was rewarded the Bachelor of Theology degree in 1996 from the Unity Theological Seminary and Bible College in Monroe, Louisiana, and the Doctorate of Ministry degree in 2002 from the Inter-Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Giles was faithfully fulfilling his calling as the senior pastor of the Salem Missionary Baptist Church in 1993 and since on for years. He had a tremendous passion for the Word of God and coupled it with God's love for God's people as well. In addition to his pastoral career, he also served as the program of music director at the radio station KOKA, where he had been employed at the same station with the same call letters for over 45 years. Yes. This is unheard of. This tenure earned him the distinctive record of being in the field all by himself, for he held the longest consistent tenure in his country, in this country, according to Gospel Music Workshop in America Gospel Announcers Guild, and the Stellar Colleague as well. Under his guidance, KOKA was awarded the Station of the Year for listenership of 500,000 or less by the Stellar Awards in 2012. He was fondly referred to as the radio pastor and had hosted the highest rated gospel show for 25 years consecutively in the local and surrounding market. He later retired from the Alpha Media in August 1st, 2018, ending a fruitful career in broadcasting. Dr. Giles is the founder of the National Angels of Airways Connection and former assistant board chairman of the National Singing Quartet Convention of America. He was the first African-American to serve on the board of Local 116 of American Federation of Musicians of the United States and Canada. He also served on the board of directors of Friends of the Municipal Auditorium and numerous others. He previously held a membership in the GMWA Gospel Announcers Guild for 25 years and National Singing Quartet of America, where he served as assistant board chairman. Dr. Giles was a founding member of the Pastors on Parole Chaplains of Shreveport Police Department. Mm-hmm, Pastors on Parole. Awesome. In 1999, Dr. Giles founded the Northwest Louisiana Women of Gospel. He created a ministry where he could teach women protocol and how to perfect God's calling on their lives. He recorded the album, I Am a Winner Now. He went from a losing boy in the secular to I Am a Winner Now in 2003 in the spiritual realm, a title track featuring a compilation of different gospel groups on an album in 2015, and he was on that album. I'm a winner now. On February 14, 1982, he took the hand of his lovely wife and married Dr. Brenda Giles. They blended their family of seven children and all together, and then they had one on their own. They welcomed a boy named Breon, who I went to school with, had the privilege and honor of going to school with. 37 years of unity, love, joy follow with their family of serving God and the man of God and leading souls to Christ. Together, they started a nonprofit in 2010, the Shepherds Farm CDLC, to provide quality programs for inner city youth and help offset destructive behaviors by offering healthy alternatives. He also founded and hosted Pretty Pretty and Handsome Handsome. It was designed to help children outcome, get over their shyness and come out and be able to speak publicly, stand up and speak publicly without being shy. So he founded that Pretty Pretty and Handsome Handsome. And Dr. Giles was a lover of children and a giver at heart. He often stated it's not a job, but it's a ministry. His wife, Pastor Brenda Giles, mentioned how he was always motivated to get back on the microphone and minister through the radio and whatever platform God graced him to stand on. So no matter how sick he was, no matter what circumstances was going on in his life, he was an unstoppable man. Unstoppable man of God. I personally can attest to Pastor Eddie Giles as being a loving and kind man who indeed loved God, and he was a champion of faith. I not only knew him as the gospel voice that I heard on the radio station every time I would leave back and forth or ride with my mom, she would always have it on KOKA. I was able to hear his voice, but that same loving voice that we heard over the radio was the same person he was in person all the time in the neighborhood. He wasn't a grumpy old man that wanted you to get off his lawn, but he was loving just as the same. And even when back in the day we would go to revivals at his church when he became a pastor, he was still that loving, the same person in the pulpit. He was the same person in the neighborhood right across from us. So I just thank God for that. And I just know that he has left a legacy of love. He has left a legacy for his wife to follow and his children. His wife is now pastoring that church, and his son, Breon, is the minister of music. So we just honored this man of God who passed away on February 5th, 2019. But again, I say his legacy live on, and we honor God's champion of faith, Pastor Eddie Giles.
Would you give God praise? Hallelujah. Leaving life legacies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we celebrate all the accomplishments and how that people are unstoppable. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, I'm unstoppable. I'm going to achieve everything God said I can achieve. Because he opens doors. I'm going to walk through those open doors. I'm going to get in sync with heaven. I'm going to do what he said I can do. I have what he said I can have. I'll be everything he said I can be. I am who God says I am. Would you give God praise? Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout, open portals. Open portals. Open. The portals are open. The portals are open. I'm in sync with heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout because you know the portals are open and something is ascending and descending. Glory to God. Portals. What does a portal mean? A portal is a doorway. It's a gateway. It's an entrance, an access, and an opening. If it's not open, you cannot access. If it's not open, you cannot get there. But when something comes open, you cannot afford to stay put. When something comes open, you got to step on through it. When God opens it up, you got to make your way on through. You might have been waiting for a long long time. But you can't let waiting be the thing that's still on you. When the door opens, waiting is over. When the door opens, you got access. And somebody said, when that door opens, I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. The Lord is opening doors of blessing, opening doors to healing, opening doors of access of opportunity, opening gateways of heaven. How many knows that he opens it up vertical and then he opens doors horizontal? Turn to somebody and say, don't try horizontal first. Unless you're laying prostrate before the Lord, try to go vertical first. Because if you have favor with God, he'll give you favor with man. Hallelujah. Open up the windows of heaven. Open up the doors of heaven. Open up the gates of heaven. Genesis, stand for the reading of the word. We're going to read it fast. It's going to get in you and it's going to flow through you. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 through 17, let's read in concert. As Jacob slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from earth up to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway. Woo! And at the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and he said, I'm going to say it, when he says it, hallelujah. Here's what he said. Let's read. I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham and the God of your father Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I am giving it to you and your descendants. And then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is on this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. But he was also afraid and said, what an awesome place this is. It is none other like the house of God, the very gateway to heaven. Somebody shout the gateway to heaven. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go back a couple here. First of all, Jacob found a place that looked like a good, safe place, and he laid down next to and put his head upon a rock. And he went to sleep, and a dream began to happen. And this dream was so influential. This dream was so impactful that it caused him a response when he awoke. I'm going to say this again, that when the Holy Spirit gives you a dream, and it's a spiritual dream, it will have a response when you wake up. It will stay with you when you wake up. And Jacob said, this is so real. My dream is so real. And now when I woke up, I realized this place is real. There's something that happened. He said, it's not just a dream. My spirit man was in sync with heaven. And when this doorway opened up, first thing that you see is that two worlds connected, the earth and heaven connected. It wasn't Jacob trying to open up a door. It was God telling him that right here, right now, sovereignly, I open up the doorway to heaven, the stairway to heaven. And so Jacob, he recognizes that two worlds are now one in this place. Turn to somebody and say, when the portals open, two worlds, two realms become one at the same time. Heaven and earth become in sync and they become one. When I was growing up, we used to have camp meetings, and the power of the Holy Ghost would be moving. And then I would go, if I stepped outside a certain thing, all of a sudden something felt different. Because if I stepped outside of the portal, it went back to the earth realm only. But when I stepped back into the portal, the old timer said, get underneath the spout where the glory pours out. There is a portal from heaven to earth. Somebody shout, there's portals. And he saw a stairway of going up and down, a transport of actually delivering things between. And what did he see? Angelic activity. Turn to your neighbor and say, when there's an open portal in heaven, when you get in sync with heaven, there's angelic activity on your behalf. Ask me why. Because the person you're connecting to. See, down here was Jacob, but at the top of the stairway was the Lord, Jesus Christ himself, before he became Jesus. And now there is a link, and the Lord speaks first, and the Lord tells you, I'm your God. And now he says, this ground I'm given to you. There's blessings released. Real estate blessings are released when you're in a portal. Blessings are released from God. And when he awoke from his sleep, he said, I wasn't even aware of it. But God had to make me aware that the Lord was in this place. And now I know this is the house of God, and he names it Bethel, which means the house of God. He powerfully names it. Adam named the animals. But Jacob in this portal renamed place, renamed it, and it stuck, and it is still Bethel until today. Turn to somebody and say, there's a gateway, there's a portal, and they're opening. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 4, the revelator himself on the Isle of Patmos kept getting caught up in the Spirit. He kept getting caught up in the Spirit. And the book of Revelation didn't come out of his imagination. It didn't come out of pizza dreams. It came out of spiritual revelation. And in chapter 4, he said, and as I looked, and as I focused, and as I continued to see in the Spirit, there's some people who refuse to be distracted. There, once they focus on the Lord, and are focusing in the Spirit, they're going to stay on target and say, yes, Lord, what do you want to show me? Once my eyes are open, I'm going to keep looking. And as I looked, I saw a door. Shout, a door. And the door was standing open in heaven. And the door was open in heaven. And the same voice that I heard before, which was the voice of the Lord amongst the candlesticks, spoke to me like a trumpet blast. And the voice said, come up here. When a portal opens up and you're in sync with heaven, it's not as much about God coming down here yet. It's about you coming up to your rightful place with God. He said, come on up in relationship. Come up on higher in your worship. Come up on higher in your praise. Come up on, I got some things I want to show you. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Somebody said, don't stay too low. Come on up with the Lord. Come on up with the Lord. Jacob sees angels going up and down. But after Jesus Christ, John says that a voice tells him to go up the stair ladder. And he said, as he went up in the Spirit after hearing this, the voice came and said, come up here and I will show you what must happen after this. There is prophetic showings in an open portal. There is prophetic insight. I don't know, how many like to know what's coming next? Hallelujah. That if you go into praise until it changes into worship, and you get anointed till it goes into glory, that when you get in glory, God begins to speak. And if you can focus your eyes, you then begin to hear with your spiritual ears, and the Lord begins to give prophetic instruction. And he tells you, that's what prophecy is, he tells you what's coming next. How many have had some prophetic word manifest? Because the Lord told you before it happened. Hallelujah. That supernatural spiritual impact. He told you when it was done before it was done. And he tells you so that you'll make the trip. So that you'll make the journey. Somebody say, I'm going to come up higher. And I'm going to walk right into the manifestation of what he says. Woo, glory to God. Right after the Lord talks to him and said, I'm going to show you. Come on up here. I'm going to show you what's happening next. And somebody shout. And instantly, I was in the Spirit. Where was he in the Spirit? There. Instantly, he was in. Now, his body was where? His body was here. But his spirit was where? Up there in a portal. Paul said, I know a man that could not tell whether he was in his body or out of his body, but he was caught up into the third heaven and saw mysteries that cannot even be uttered. I'm here to tell you, this church is going to believe in the supernatural of God. This church is still going to believe in the spiritual power of God. This church, Eagle Heights Worship Center, we're not dumbing it down. We're not coffee coat, sugar coat, nothing. We're not looking for how to motivate you just with a little self-belief that only lasts till Monday. We're looking for an eternal God to cause an igniting of a flame of fire in your spirit that you know you have access to heaven. And instantly I was in the Spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. Shout, the door was a portal. into the presence of God, into the throne room of God. Paul said under the law, there was a great veil. There was a great veil. And only the high priest once a year could go into the presence of God. But Paul said, because our high priest, Jesus Christ our Lord, has gone in and paid the sacrifice for us, that now that has been rent from top to bottom. Hallelujah. Strange supernatural thing. That when it rent in the temple, in the manifested physical realm, that which when God's presence was there, horses couldn't even pull apart the veil. Oxen couldn't pull apart the veil. But now the Lord took his hands, and when the Lord Jesus Christ paid it all for us and said it's finished, the Lord took the veil and ripped it. He didn't just open it. He ripped it from one side all the way down to the other, to the earth. That heaven is now open to the children of God. Heaven is now open to those who are the disciples of Jesus. Heaven is now open to the sons and daughters of the family of God. See, I got to come up higher into the God realm. See, because if you can live in both realms, everything you do won't frustrate you, but you'll succeed at it. When you live in that realm of the Lord, he gives you unexplainable understanding and knowledge. Matter of fact, it says it's knowing beyond knowing, and understanding above man's understanding, and wisdom that man cannot find out. Matter of fact, the greatest wisdoms of man is foolishness to God, and the greatest wisdoms of God seem to be a foolishness to man, because man doesn't look at it the same way as God. But the Lord gave us the mind of Christ, that you can put on the mind of Christ and begin to think with him. The Lord wants some people that not only fellowship, but in fellowship and talk, he wants you to think with him, so that he can use the imagination that he gave you for something that he wants done in the earth. What happens when your spirit man takes over from your mind and starts grabbing your imagination? It starts beaming the projection of the word of God, that you can see what he said and believe what he said and begin to manifest that picture. And pretty soon you walk right into it. God prophesied that I'd be a millionaire. Well, I'm going to walk right into it. God prophesied I'd be healed. Well, I'm going to be healed and walk right into it. God prophesied a miracle. Well, I'm going to believe it and walk right into it. Hallelujah. I'm coming up in the God realm. I'm coming up in the God realm. That's where everything that's impossible with man becomes possible with God. Pastor Parsley said, then it becomes probable. And I'm going to add one more piece on. And then it becomes manifestable. When God's in it, all of a sudden everything shifts from impossible. There's some things the enemy tries to tell you are impossible, but he's a liar. And since he's a liar, you can take the opposite. That if he says it's impossible and he's a liar, that means the truth is that it's possible. That means what God said is entirely possible. Ah, but it leaves you to put your faith on it. Well, once you put your faith on it, it's not only possible, it's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. I can walk out the instructions of the Lord and get right to where. Matter of fact, I'm going to go up in the heavens in a relationship, in the open portals, in my worship, in my praise, and stay long enough to hear God's voice for myself. Because once I hear his word, I know that there's only one outcome. Hallelujah. Everything else might be contrary, but give it just a little while. I'm going to declare what he said, and I'm going to put pressure on everything else that thinks it's permanent. I'm going to start changing the things that think they're permanent because they're really temporary. I'm going to change it, because everything that was created and was made was not made by anything that was seen, but by the unseen, by the invisible God. Hey, somebody in here says, all right, to be strange, it ain't over. Till God says it's over, I'm going to keep believing it forever and a day. I'm going to keep obeying. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep talking. And I'm going to get where God said I'm going. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, yeah. When God God came on the scene. He said, come experience something. You cannot experience low. Come experience me. You cannot experience me without coming into my realm. When I come into your realm, I experience you. But when you come into my realm, you experience me. We don't need another humanism experience. We need a supernatural, eternal God experience with a very real risen Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, yeah. When portals come open, it's instant access between the realms. It's used for, if you go through and study, that the Lord uses this access. Have you ever thought about how Gabriel got to Mary? Well, if she travels faster than the speed of light, but even faster than the speed of light, if heaven is way out there on the other end of the universes where we can't see it, and he comes, it would have taken him a long time to do so. But if you just open a portal, and Mary could instantly see him. And he could instantly show up. Visitations come through these portals. Promises delivered come through these portals. Escape and rescue and help come through these portals. There's Abraham sitting in his tent door on Mamre there in the fields of Mamre. And all of a sudden, he sees the Lord and two angels coming up the walkway. Well, the Lord hadn't been walking for 1,700 miles. He hadn't been walking from Russia and China all the way there. No, he came down and a portal came through right outside and became walking to see how Abraham would respond. He didn't just show up right in front of Abraham because instantly Abraham would have known, "Woo, God, wow." So the Lord gets just on the edge of his vision, his natural vision, goes on the edge of his natural vision where he has to focus. I can feel and sense that the God I'm talking to is walking towards me. I've never seen him before, but by the Spirit I recognize his presence. I recognize his response, his presence. I know him, and he's coming up the way. And as he did, he started, hurry, go get the stuff out of the cat. Go get this and that. We've got to welcome her. And he bows down and says, Lord. Where'd the Lord come from? Through a portal. And also the angels were sent to Lot to get Lot's family out. They were sent for rescue and for judgment. These portals are open for many things that have to do with God's business in the earth, with divine authority and sovereign business in the earth. Somebody says sometimes he comes with, it's just things. Sometimes he comes with judgment. Let's just take a look at the Lord's ascension just for a moment, real quick, and I'll get into it later. So when he ascends, the disciples see him physically with their own eyeballs go up into the clouds. Is that what the Bible said? And while they're straining, because he ain't going out to Jupiter and Saturn and floating away, the portal is in the clouds. The clouds are nothing more than the dust of his feet. The portals are in the clouds. He puts the earth underneath his foot. The earth is his footstool. The clouds is the portal. In the clouds is a portal. Boy, isn't that going to shock some planes one of these days when the Lord comes back and pilots go, you know what, I'm up here where only eagles fly. Jesus. And if they're a Christian pilot, they're out of the cockpit. Hallelujah. And they're with the Lord. Watch this. And so while they're standing there gazing, we're going to read in just a moment that angels come up and say, what you standing there gazing for? What are you staring at? Because to the angels, it's normal. It's faster than an elevator. It's sweeter than an escalator. And they don't have to physically go up 25,000 steps and get their activity. You know what? I got my 25,000 steps today. I visited somebody on the earth. Huh? No, watch this. That Jesus is the door to heaven. How many knows we preach that? We know that he's the only way. He's the only way to God the Father. He's the only way to heaven. It's not by USA citizenship. It's not by the fact that you were a good person, but Jesus is the only door to heaven. No one enters the kingdom except through him. Because the Lord said, I am the door to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the doorkeeper. I am the shepherd. No one comes to the Father but by me. So how many thank God that the Lord is the door? Now watch this. So if you have a relationship with Jesus, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the head of the church, he is God the Son, then you also have a relationship with the door, not just the doorkeeper, with the door. So the door comes and knocks on your door. Somebody say, where's my door? See, gossips think the door is ears and mouth. But the original door, the Lord doesn't say, I come knock at your mouth, let me in. I don't come knock at your eyes, let me in, because faith don't come by seeing. He said, I come knock on the door of your heart, that your heart is the doorway that when you, to you. So when you open your heart unto the Lord, you're welcoming the eternal door into a heart relationship. And when you kick on your love heart relationship, where? In giving thanks unto the Lord, in speaking to him, in activating, in checking in praising, in worship, in meditation. When you open the door unto him, all of a sudden the door opens ways to you. My pastor used to say, there's a door in the cross. And when you get to the through the door in the cross, walk on into everything that others on that side of the cross can never understand. Walk on through. Because once the sin nature has been taken care of and you have the things of God, you have access to more. Somebody say, I have access to more. If a peanut farmer, a precious peanut farmer, George Washington Carver, can ask the Lord, Lord, show me what you know about peanuts. And became the premier and all the patents, peanut butter is here because of George Washington Carver's prayer to the door. Peanut oil is here because of the prayer to the door. Everything that has to do with a peanut, that could be peanut flour, peanut oil, peanut this, peanut that, peanut butter and jelly, peanut candy. Yes, even Hershey's Reese's owe a gratitude to a man who prayed to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The door. The Lord said you can ask him for wisdom and he will grant it to you. You can ask him for doorways of stuff that he will give to you. Knowledge you didn't know. The Holy Spirit will give you the gift of knowledge to tell someone else things that God knows that you don't know, that they know that God knows, to complete the circuit so they go, whoo, God's telling me stuff. Well, if the Holy Spirit gives you a gift to tell people knowledge, can't you go back to the Lord and say, Lord, would you please then give me knowledge about what you think about me? Yes, in Corinthians, I'm glad so much that you're on this path. In Corinthians, it says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for him. But the Spirit of God reveals to us and goes into the deep things of God and searches the deep things of the mind of God and pulls out the things with your name on it. You can ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you while you're in that close presence, what is Father thinking about me? What does Father say I can do? Because if Father said I can do it, and his faith is stronger than my faith, I'll just step out of my faith into the faith of Father, and I can do what he said I could do. Smith Wigglesworth said, every time I prayed, he said, before raising the dead or doing any notable miracle, I prayed and I got in the spirit and prayed in tongues and prayed in the spirit until the faith of Smith. He would talk about his faith in the third person, the faith of Smith. He would disown his own faith. And I got into the faith of God. And then when I acted in the faith of God, even though they didn't hear it the first time, I knew that the dead were going to get up. And it wasn't over till they got up. Because there's just only one outcome with God. Hallelujah. And noticeably, and had raised 30-some. They're being raised again from the dead reports because people have accessed into the glory realms, accessed into the portals of God, got up into heaven. I remember praising God, and all of a sudden the tiles there at Calvary Temple in Alton, Illinois began to change, and I was looking and peering by the Spirit up into the heavens. I knew that a portal had opened up. When miracles take place, a portal has opened up. When signs and wonders take place, because somebody's traveling in the portal. And one of these days, when the trumpet sounds and time is no more, we're going to catch one of those portals right up to be with him. After he said, go tarry, go tarry, go tarry, because there's power in lingering. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. There's power in lingering in the presence of God. You got to stay connected long enough till you're so buzzed, you're so fried by the first circuits of God that you're operating in a totally new realm. It ain't you, it's him. Till you lose control of who you are and become everything that he is. I'm going to preach it tonight. Hallelujah. After this, Jesus was taken up in the cloud. And while they were watching, I was typing so fast and made an error. Hallelujah. And they could no longer see him. And as they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men called angels suddenly stood among them. The portal was open. They're seeing the Lord go up. And angels went. And so you know how when people are just looking up, how other people just come out and look up, and the two guys are just standing there, and here's what they say at the same time. Can you imagine two guys that you don't know that weren't there just a second ago, and they're talking exactly what each other said? They were was double. Said two men, and they said, and they said, and they said. They were saying the same thing. Men of Galilee. Men of Galilee. Men of Galilee. Who's doing? They're both talking in unity. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring? It was in polyphonic. Hallelujah. Why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way, through the same portal. They're not going to be able to spot him with the Hubble telescope. They're not going to be able to see him coming from way far off. He's not going to be noticed as traveling on a meteor, but all of a sudden, he's going to show up just like he left. Somebody say there's a portal in the clouds. Now, I'm going to share with you something real quick. The Bible says in two different places, both in Isaiah and in Psalms, that when the Lord created the heavens, everybody said the starry, starry skies, he held out the universe as a curtain. Imagine this is everything we can see throughout all the millions and billions of light years. All the galaxies of billions and trillions of stars. And it said the Lord hung them as a curtain. Come on. Not as a single cloth. Although Einstein picks up on this and says that it's time and space continuum is a fabric. Einstein said time and space is a fabric. And whatever holds mass has impact to pull things through it because mass causes an indentation in the fabric and causes gravity. Gravity doesn't come from lead like they used to believe. Gravity comes from mass. And they thought he was incredibly stupid, but he was incredibly smart because he understood something about the fabric. And it is told in Isaiah and in Psalms. King David writes about it, and Isaiah writes about it, that the universes that we're trying to explore, even our solar system, is on fabric. And behind the fabric is the invisible realm of God that you cannot see. Behind the fabric, hallelujah, that dark fabric with just light sprinkles on it, which is the glimmering. And he said, these are likened unto these stars. Abraham, I'll make your seed as the stars of heaven. And then there's coming a time where it said the Lord shall split the eastern sky. And suddenly the Lord will be on the clouds. Let me do that again. The last trumpet of the Lord will split the eastern sky. He don't have to travel billions of light years. There's already a doorway that he's already prepared that the enemy can't get through, that only God's things can get through. Hallelujah. And we're going to see him instantly show up in a twinkling of an eye. Woo! I'm going to preach this fast. Hallelujah. Open portals. How do we open up from our end? Because heaven has to have an open portal on the earth side, because of the dominion power that God has given. There must be a receiver, otherwise the Lord will not send. He does not send in vain. There must be a receiver. I send my word, and it's got to come back to me. I've got to receive it back performed. So our heart is the opening of the door. We open with thanksgiving. We open with faith. We open with love. And then once that happens, our innermost being, our spirit man opens to the Lord, also opens with thanksgiving, and opens with faith and love. Why? Ask me why. Because your spirit man is connected to your heart. Because when you said, I love the Lord, I have faith in the Lord, he gives you the love of Jesus, and you have a love relationship, which is the heart, the mind, will, and emotions, that now your spirit man has instant access to your heart. And your heart has instant access to that. That's why you're not to fall in love with money. You're not to fall in love with idols. You're not to have any other God before. Because the connection of your heart and your spirit man is the doorway to everything God wants to bring through. That's when he said, I want to bring something to you in Seedonomics, but I want you to give, and then you will receive, instead of receive it and then give it. I want you to send it so that you can receive it. I want you to prophesy to this person. I want you to send the word I tell you so that it can. Sending and receiving, giving and receiving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And so it is the portals of power. There is an energy of power, of supernatural power that goes through these portals from heaven to an open earth. We provide the thanksgiving. We provide the heart. We provide the heart, the faith of the heart. We provide the heart. Cold heart, you're not going to feel nothing. Just like Brother Josh went over the first day. He looked at his mama, saw his mama with his hands raised, and all of a sudden said, Lord, if you're real, forgive me. Bam! He opened up his heart by faith, and a portal opened, and God saved him instantaneously. A prophetess noticed it, came over, and said, get him baptized in the Holy Ghost. People don't have to wait 10, 15 years to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let's get them baptized 5 seconds after they got saved. And last Sunday night, he was up here speaking in tongues, because it ain't a one-time thing. It is a flow of the language of heaven. Hallelujah. How many know when the Lord comes on you? How do you know? How do you know it's different than anything else? You got to be able to explain it. Some people say it's emotionalism. No, before my emotions even kick on that way, except for the love and the faith of the heart, and I'm giving the Lord thanksgiving and praise, and yes, I involve everything. My body has to come into alignment to the way my heart and my spirit is saying. My heart is happy, my face better say it. If my spirit is jumping, I jump. If my spirit and my heart are rejoicing, I rejoice. It is not emotionalism. It is matching what's going on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cannot be a hypocrite. If it's happening on the inside, I'm going to let it out on the outside. If it ain't happening on the inside, it ain't going to happen on the outside. But I'm not going to be rejoicing on the inside and be crusty on the outside. Hallelujah. We're going to flow. Hallelujah. Vertical access, realm interface. Somebody say, I'm interfacing with heaven. When I link up and interface with heaven, I'm linking up to everything that heaven has that comes into my realm. Everything that's limitation here is not limitation there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hopefully it's a $1 million phone call. Glory to God. Where heaven and earth sink. Portals of power. Once you're in Christ's close presence, how many felt the presence of God get thicker and thicker and thicker in here? What happened when the portal opened? Gigi, when she began to shout and praise God, was instantly healed. We've had other healings in here when the portals are open, but while we're sitting there thinking about what we're going to have for lunch and we're totally bored with God, he won't do nothing because we're disrespecting him. We're dishonoring him. But if we're hungry after him, if we're hungry after Jesus, if we're hungry enough to be like Mary, hallelujah, sitting at the feet of Jesus, he will give us things that we didn't know before so we can do what we couldn't charge for. What happens in God's, in Christ's close presence? The atmosphere gets charged. We get charged. We get filled with him. We begin to have the power to release. When you get charged up, you have the power to release. I remember I got so charged, praise the Lord, one day that I said, I got to have some folks to lay hands on. And people weren't moving fast enough. They weren't hungry. So the two armor bearers had their, and out they went. Out they went. I said, I got to get rid of it somehow. And the charge laid them out. Glory to God. That was in the earliest. Then I started listening, Lord, who do you want to heal? Who do you want to do? While this charge is here, who do you? Because it is supernatural energy from heaven. When the portals are open, it's supernatural energy. How do I know this? Paul was on the road to Damascus, and the portal opened up, and a bright light shining brighter than the sun opened up. It was Jesus himself, and he said unto him, well, Saul, Saul, and it was so bright, it caused his eyes to scale over, and he fell down and said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord didn't travel long distance. He instantly showed up. And when he did, it said everyone that with Saul, all the ones that were going to imprison God's people and kill God's people, were running for hiding because they saw a light and they heard a voice speaking to their leader, but they didn't know what the voice was saying. And they were too scared because something had just come from heaven. A light came from heaven and a sound came from heaven. On the day of Pentecost, on that day, a mighty rushing wind came with a sound from heaven, and the light they saw, the flames of fire on each and every one of them, the light. How many knows that there's a sound and there's a light and then there's a voice? That when the portals open, it's not just to make you feel good. It's for God to give you instruction. It's for God to talk to you and give you the God advantage over your enemy, advantage over everything that's trying to come against you, advantage over hindrances, advantage over limitations. He takes off the limitation. When you get in the supernatural portal of the power of the Holy Ghost, you become so supercharged. There is a place where the enemy cannot touch you, where the things are released. You can release miracles when he says, you can release power when he said. Somebody shout yes, there's releases in the portals of power. When you have a vertical connection, now he said, if you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, that you can love him first and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, this is flowing through me. I got to give it to you. The power comes on you more than for just you. Gone is the day of selfish gospel. Gone, I'm serving notice. Gone is the day of the selfish gospel where people only come in. 98% of God's people have never led a single soul to Christ because it's all about bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. If he's going to bless us, it's going to be a blessing to someone else as well. It don't stop at us. It starts at us. Flow, 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 flow. Flow. the power given so that we can touch others with the things of Christ that is received in faith. Prophetess taught around here that you start in faith and then you move to anointing, which covers you with the power to do something. And then you step into the glory. Why? Because the anointing is covering your flesh, and your flesh is not exposed to the Lord, but your spirit man is the only thing that is able to speak in those levels. When you shift from just regular things of looking up at the screen and reading the song to actually from the heart singing the song, and then you change into praise. If I can think of three things the Lord has done, hallelujah, all of a sudden something begins to happen. I can thank him right into praise him, and I can praise him right into worship him, and then my spirit man is engaged, my heart is open, and I'm ready to receive. I'm synced up with heaven. I'm ready for the download. I've already uplinked, and I'm ready for the download. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to take all I can get, and when I'm full to overflowing, I'm going to give it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're synced with heaven, if you'll stay synced long enough, there's nothing worse than something being plugged in and all of a sudden it's unplugged and plugged back in and unplugged and plugged back in and unplugged. Can you imagine trying to cook a turkey with unplugging and plugging in the oven with somebody or one of your relatives standing over there plugging the oven in, unplug it back in, unplug it. Oh, you would get so frustrated yourself. Get away from there. Pentecostals should not be plugging and unplugging. You don't get to unplug because you stepped out those doors. You are plugged in. You need to check in. You need to set the temperature. You need to set the barometer. You need to set the thermostat. You need to record what you want that God says you're supposed to have that comes as, oh. So when somebody comes into your atmosphere or God sends you to them, that they're not going to override the power that's in your life. I can witness to a drunk and not drink. I can witness to a cocaine addict and not have to shoot up. I can witness to a gossip and not have to gossip. I can witness to a liar and not have to lie. Hallelujah. You've got to have more power than the devil. I'm not hanging with sin. But if a sinner comes and hangs with me, they won't be a sinner too much longer. Saved, delivered, healed, and set free of all bondage. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. When you stay synced up, you can sync up until you cannot tell whether you are in heaven or earth. You can be synced up until you are presently in both. You can stay synced up until time bows to eternity. You can stay synced up until resurrection power shows up. I want you to take notice of the stone. Now in the book of Revelation, he says in Revelation 21 and 21, the 12 gates, each one for each tribe of Israel, were made of pearl. They are not pearly gates with gold lining and like people have done. They are one solid pearl. Read your Bible. One solid, single, gigantic, 200 plus foot tall and wide. The stone couldn't hold him, and he walked through the stone to give us a clue of how portals worked. Because when the angels opened up the stone, he weren't in there. They had the foot-thick olive tree door shut to protect them from the Romans, and the Lord went right through it like a portal. And in our new bodies, that's how everything is kept out of the city. Except for those that have the right. It's a portal. How many said right now, when I get to heaven, I'm going to know what it's like to walk through solid pearl. into the holy city. You don't even have to beam me up, Scotty. He already did that at the last trumpet. Your glorified body is going to be able to access every portal. That means your spirit man right now can access portals. Somebody say gateways into the presence of God. See, the Bible says, open up your gates and the King of glory shall come in. Open up your gates and the King of glory shall come in. Let's go one step further. I'm almost done. Open portals. What signs that you are synced with heaven? You can sense Jesus in you, and then you begin to sense him on you. The atmosphere begins to change. There's an eternal presence that you begin to experience corporately. Hallelujah. Something else happens. A breakout of joy happens. Glory happens. What are those people so happy for? Their Lord showed up. The portals open. And there's a sound or a voice of God heard inward or outward. There comes many salvations, miracles, healings, signs. See, when portals open up corporately, it's not just for one, it's for anybody. You can, as soon as it happens for one. Matter of fact, as soon as Gigi said, I began to breathe instantaneously, everyone in this place, from the time we told about that instantly, it happened now. We had told about ones that had happened before, that instantly anyone with a problem breathing could instantly access the same healing. If the healer's in the house, he'll heal. So as soon as you hear the testimony that the Lord is doing it right now, going, I want mine. That's why I say I'm next. When signs and wonders and miracles are happening, that's why you jump right on in and say, do it, Lord. And we start thinking God. Also, angelic activity is here. It is here today, seen and unseen. Transactions, transports, delivery. I'm going to preach more later. Manifestations. And God's wealth comes upon you. When you are open in open portals and you're sinking with heaven. Would you stand to your feet? Just lift your hands. Lift your hands. When you lift your hands, you're like you're plugged in. You're praising and getting ready to receive at the same time. Show me your glory, Lord. Help me access it, Lord. Somebody check in right now. Check in, check in. Show me your glory. Lord, I praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. 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 Praise your name. I 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 praise you till I feel the worship. I praise you till I know it's worship. I praise you till I know it's worship. I praise you till I know it's worship. I worship you. glory, living in your glory.
Living in the glory, living in your glory.
Living in your 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 glory, living in your glory.
So show us
your glory.
Changes easy in the glory.
Everything 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 changes easy in the glory.
So show us your glory.
Give him praise in the glory. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise in the glory. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise in the glory. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. We're gonna see glory shining on faces. We're gonna see glory shining through lives. We're gonna see glory shining through life. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. The glory on me, his glory on me,
his glory on me,
his glory on me,
his glory on me,
glory on me.
I give you glory,
I give you glory, give you glory,
glory,
I give you glory,
glory.
Glory. Give him glory because you know he's manifesting some things. The doors are open. The portals are open. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, before double Adar is done, your testimony is going to increase of the glory of God in your life. Ooh, hallelujah. Give God praise. Give God praise. High five about three people and say, I see it on you. It's on me. I see it on you. It's on me. I see you all. It's on you. It's on me. Oh, yes. The glory of the Lord. The glory, glory, glory. Give God a hallelujah. 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 Clap those hands for Jesus, everybody. Then you may be seated. All right, Miss Selena.
Have some quick announcements. Next Sunday, February 13th, it is the first session of Next Step classes. I'm so sorry, everyone. With Pastor Jason, it starts at 10 a.m. So if you want to become a member here at church, it's at 10 a.m. for Next Steps classes with Pastor Jason. And you can see him or text him if you need more information about that. And also, local fundraising committee meeting is meeting next Sunday after the a.m. service. And these are your closing announcements.
Good afternoon, Eagles. It's a miraculous day in the house of the Lord. I'm Selena Lee.
Happy Black History Month and the first month of Double Adar. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm Jasmine Poole,
and we're bringing you this week's Anointed News.